I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
She's always decked out in bling, and she needs to explain what brought Giselle to Sing Sing. It's Watch What Happens Live with Karen Huger and Mercedes Javid now. Andy Cohen on Potomac's premiere night, hosting a fully clothed interlude, but the night is young. My first guest says the Grand Dame can never be duplicated, imitated, or intimidated. And if you try any of those three, get ready for her to fire off an out-of-the-box read. Please welcome Real Housewives of Potomac, Karen Huger. Friendsgiving didn't go up in flames tonight, but her table almost did. From Shaws of Sunset, it's our friend MJ Mercedes. Hey, MJ. Great to see you. I'm so excited to see you guys in person. I can't tell you. Two of my favorite people. And over at the bar, serving us drinks until we're all seeing double. It's a couple of doubles. Say hi to Marilyn Monroe as drag Karen and Jackie Cox, our drag MJ. Now, I mean, what do we think? First of all, Marilyn Monroe, I mean, she got your coloring, Karen.
Got it. She got the wings that I did. I'm impressed. You know, the sleeves was incredible.
And Jackie Cox, it's a Persian playing a Persian.
I love it. We too.
Yes. And is that Baby Shams? I see.
Baby Shams.
Oh, my God. I love it. MJ, how'd she do?
Amazing.
Oh, whoops. Oh, my God.
Okay, Baby Shams is okay. It's okay.
We might need to get a new Shams. I need to get into this. The last few minutes of Potomac was explosive.
Yes.
Now, Karen, on this card, I have some quotes from you, what you said to Giselle. I just need some explanations.
So many things.
You say you want to talk about your fiery box that's on fire, and that's why you can't keep a man. So Giselle cannot keep a man because of her fiery box that's on fire?
Well, listen, Andy, everyone knows what a fiery box is, okay? So you guys fill in the blank, okay? And that would explain
explain it to MJ.
I don't know if I know.
Well, you're not going to get me to say it, but, you know, everyone knows what it is.
And you say she has a hot box.
Yes, a hot box. The fiery box and the hot box are simultaneous. You know, they go together.
Okay, synonymous.
Synonymous, exactly.
Okay. And then you also said what you will not do is disrespect my husband when your ding-dong is in everyone else's vagina.
Yes.
So her ding-dong is in other people's vagina?
Her previous ding-dong, the latest ding-dong.
Oh, Jamal.
Allegedly
okay, that's
was
what you're allegedly. Okay. Now, you're also said you are a broken whore from Hampton University, and everyone knows it, and you say, and that's why we went to Sing Sing. Now,
okay,
what happened
that's
at Sing
mouthful,
Sing?
Yeah. Yes. The broken whore from Hampton University, everyone knows that. That's okay. The word on the street.
Everyone knows.
Okay.
The Sing Sing thing, I'll say this. Giselle is really good at sparring, and she likes to pull you into her darkness.
Okay.
I came up with Sing Sing because I wanted to come back into the light and add some comedy to it because it just got too dark.
Okay, so, but Giselle has not, to be clear, ever been incarcerated at Sing Sing.
Well, let me say something. I never knew Sing Sing was a jail, okay?
Okay, you didn't. What did you think it was?
I thought it was like a loony bin or something, you know?
Okay.
But I was just trying to make light of a very, very dark situation between two old friends.
Okay. Mercedes, I have to get to you. Now, tonight we had the allegation from Mike that you don't wash your hands. Is this true?
Obviously not.
Okay.
I haven't seen tonight's episode yet, so
okay.
All I can say is that Mike thinks that I will be the most likely to violate, like, his OCD habits, but I'm very, like, wrongfully being accused of this.
Okay. And do you think it was Paulina's decision not to go to Friendsgiving, or do you think Mike had something to do with that?
I think it was Mike's decision, and I think it's a pattern that we've seen Mike in the past do when he held Jessica from coming to the reunion. That was all Mike. And this same thing tonight with Thanksgiving is just Mike controlling the situation. But, like, he already cheated, so it's like you can't really control everything else. The damage has been done.
All right. Well, tonight on Potomac, Giselle said that last season she didn't bother Karen. But something tells me that the Grand Dame did give a dame on more than one occasion. So let's play a round of Did It Bother You? Karen, I'm going to run through things Giselle has said or done. Tell us if you were pressed.
Okay.
Did it bother you when Giselle called you out for wearing sneakers in France?
Not at all.
Okay. What about when Giselle, Robin, and Ashley concocted a plan to deliver pizza to the Great Falls house?
I wasn't there. Didn't faze me.
Okay. Did it bother you when Giselle FaceTimed Jamal after you were accusing her of not being open about her relationship?
Not at all. It proved that he lived in the phone.
Okay. Did it bother you when Giselle wore her infamous Free Uncle Ben t-shirt to the press conference?
I gotta say that was a low blow. That bothered me.
Okay. Did it bother you when Giselle was complaining that you were on Instagram Live instead of being with the group in France?
No, Giselle was just a pain in the ass.
Okay. What about when Giselle sat in the middle seat during your birthday dinner back in season one?
That bothered me.
Yeah, that did.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about during last season's reunion when Giselle said that your Geritol had kicked in?
She would know because she's such a big liar. She drinks a whole bottle of Geritol every day.
Okay, did it bother you when Giselle called you Lady Eloise back in season one?
No, but look at Giselle's neck.
Okay. Did it bother you when Giselle implied that your box is dried up?
Well, I would rather have a... First of all, we know this. My box is not dry. Have you checked out?
Okay.
However, her hot box, I don't want anything to do with it, so it didn't bother me, no.
Thank you very much for playing Did It Bother You. Mercedes, in the spirit of Friendsgiving, please be a pal and fill up our plates with judgments about your fellow Bravo celebrities. I love that you watch Bravo, you are engaged, and you have very strong opinions,
yes.
Okay? So I have questions for you about things going on in the Bravo universe.
Okay.
Starting with Potomac, you know, Ashley and Michael said that they haven't had sex for months due to her pregnancy. Since Michael is straight in the past, should Ashley be worried about this dry spell?
The last thing that Ashley should be worried about is the dry spell. And since the seal on their marriage has been broken, she should go out and find someone, like, young and throbbing.
Oh, you think she
should? And
right.
Absolutely, get after it.
Okay.
Why would she, yeah.
Now, if a member of your crew walked in on you when you were naked, accidentally walked in on you the way that Sutton did to Crystal, would you feel violated?
If my friends walked in and I wasn't naked, then they would be violated.
Karen, like, you're watching Beverly Hills. What's your read on that situation?
No comment.
Okay. Does Ramona need to be more patient with talking politics, do you think, MJ? Or
Ramona always needs to be more patient.
Well 100%. Done. Both of you wondering where you stand on the Erica Tom situation. What's your reaction to everything that's going on? Either of you have a comment on that?
I just wish them well. I do believe Erica didn't know because I didn't know. And you know, when you're married, it doesn't mean you know everything that your husband is doing.
Oh, interesting. So
I believe her.
Right. So Ray went through something
a little bit,
with the IRS.
Right. Right. And so I think in the marriage, there are certain things, if you're married to a powerful man, they do keep certain things separate from their wives.
Interesting.
Like in Teresa. I would ask Danielle Staub what she thinks of the future.
You're joking.
Yes.
Okay.
Obviously.
Favorite Kathy Hilton moment so far? Are you enjoying Kathy on Beverly Hills?
Obviously.
Yes.
So, Honky Dory.
Right.
Red Bull should be sending her checks for sure. No,
right.
I love everything that she does. Like, my smile is so big when she's talking.
On Family Karma, your reaction to Amrit's tearful coming out and joyous coming out. That was incredible.
It's so important. Like, he's living his truth and he gets to talk to someone that's two generations older than him in our culture when it's so repressed.
Yeah.
And we get that opportunity. It's just like your best version of living. So
yes.
Amazing.
All right. Thank you very much, MJ. Karen, do you think Candace didn't show up tonight because she didn't want to see you?
Absolutely not. Candace was not feeling well, and that concerned me because we were in the middle of, you know, COVID.
By the way, did you hear her new song? It's great.
I love
it's really
her
good.
Song.
It's really good.
It's really good.
She did.
Good Housewives song. You know, last season we were all impressed by Dr. Wendy's body of work in higher education, but tonight she revealed impressive new work on her upper body. So that calls for a round of hot po titty. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You two are going to pass Tamara's implant back and forth. Karen, when it's in your hands, you have to say a nice thing about Giselle. When it is in your hands, you have to say a nice thing about Gigi. Whoever is left holding the implant after 30 seconds will blow up. Okay, starting with a nice thing about Giselle, go.
Her wigs are dry.
Okay,
That's not a compliment. She's
that's
a
nice.
Good mom. She's a good mom.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, let me try.
Okay.
Okay, oh yeah, try.
She's a fabulous mom.
Okay.
Aww.
She really is.
Her wigs are dirty. It's a joke.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Isn't that what you
said? Something nice about Giselle.
She's upgraded her wardrobe to primary colors only. Titties!
Okay, very good. I want to go to our virtual audience. Here's Joshua from Columbus for Karen Huger.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What are your thoughts on the news that Giselle has split from Jamal yet again? And do you think it's finally over between this time?
Good question, man. And she blamed it on COVID, it seemed like.
It was a weak excuse. First of all, she was never with Jamal. Honestly, we saw that on the couch in New Jersey. It all fell apart.
We shot the reunion in New Jersey.
Yeah, Giselle is just a big liar. And unfortunately, yeah, she lies all the time. But unfortunately, it has come to a head. And I hope she's learned from this because I don't dislike Giselle. I want the best for her, but she's got to own her mess.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a lot. I mean, I was there. I saw all of that go down. So
where were you?
I was there watching every single thing.
She was right there.
When it fell apart, it made total sense. It didn't seem.
I forgot you were at that reunion.
Yeah,
the pandemic. They were together in the pandemic, Andy, so it makes no sense. It made no sense to any of my friends on the show.
Okay. Here is Rory from Chicago for MJ. Yes, Rory.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, MJ.
Hi, Free Britney.
Free Britney.
Yes.
What would have to happen for Tommy to be okay with Reza meeting Shams? And what is the current relationship between Reza and Tommy?
Ooh, I'm so glad you asked that question. That really struck me that he said this child will never meet that Reza. And there, of course, is baby Shams right there on the bar. I mean, just to think that that little baby isn't going to meet Reza. Yes.
So to say what would it take from Tommy is definitely a question that only Tommy can answer.
Okay.
But every day, our relationships are getting stronger and moving forward in a better direction. So I'm really hopeful. Like, this is what prayer is for.
Okay. All right, thanks, virtual audience. You know, if Karen wants to remain tight-lipped about what Giselle was mysteriously doing at Sing Sing, she may have to take a few sip-sips during the next game. It's time for Truth or Drink. Okay. Karen and MJ, the monitor, will reveal shady questions about your pals. If you don't want to answer them, drink your drink. Okay, guys, let's play. Spin that wheel, control room. Karen, aside from Wendy, who else in the group do you suspect has a fake booty?
Aside from Wendy?
Yes.
No one.
No one. Very good. Spin it around, guys.
Well, that was nice. You were nice.
Okay. For both of you, if you had to trade one person from your show to another show, who would you trade, MJ?
You are coming for me to drag me? You want me to take someone?
Take a sip?
Who would like... Oh, good. That's true.
Okay. Karen, who would you trade from your show to another show?
Honestly, no one, because it takes all of us to make Archie pee, and we're cool.
Okay. Okay, spin it around, guys.
Oh my God.
Both of you, whose May December romance would you guess was more motivated by money than love, Ashley or Mia's? Karen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That means that you're thinking Mia. That's why she sipped.
I'm not thinking anything. I'm here.
Okay, spin it around,
my
guys.
My prediction.
MJ, since Golnessa's not a fan of your style, rate hers on a scale from 1 to 10.
I mean, I don't know why she isn't a fan of my style, and if she is, she should, like, say something to me and maybe, like, come over and say, like, let's put some of your outfits together. For her, I will give her, like, I'll give her a 9 or a 10.
Wow, very good.
Yeah.
And by the way, you mentioned it earlier, you think Giselle has upped her style this season by embracing more primary colors?
She's sticking to primary colors, and that's good.
And that's good for her.
Yeah, it's an improvement.
Okay.
Yeah. An improvement. Was it color blocking before?
It was too many pastels? It was desperate. It was all over the place.
Oh, my God. Okay, spin it around.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, my God. Karen, do you honestly believe Dorothy did not help Candace and Chris finance their new million-dollar home?
I do believe that. Candace and Chris handled their business this time. I do believe that.
Okay, spin it around. As a loyal Potomac fan, MJ, do you really think that Karen maybe went too hard on Giselle at last year's reunion?
No. I think that you have to express yourself, and it takes balls to say exactly what you mean. And as long as you come, you can walk back from the damage, get it all out there.
Well, let me also point out that this is someone who is one of the most ruthless people at reunions that I've ever seen. And it took me a week to get over the Shaw's reunion last time.
You said it on the radio.
I was so upset. Yes.
No, you said it on radio, Andy, that it was like two of the meanest things that you've ever seen. But you meant more Reza. You didn't really mean
the whole affair. Okay.
I'm glad you expressed yourself.
Yes.
Well, I just asked the question, and I didn't bring the binder, so.
Right, okay. Oh. Speaking of the binder, are you in touch with Monique?
I have spoken with Monique.
Yeah.
She just lost T'Challa.
I know.
I reached out.
Yes, I did, too. Very difficult time. Do you know what happened to T'Challa?
I didn't feel it was my place to ask.
Yes,
you know,
I didn't either.
I just wished her well and checked in on her.
They said it was a freak accident. Yeah. So, like, it landed at something and just fell to its death. Because
that's what you think.
Yes. Yeah.
Were you there, too?
I was there for everything.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay. Because she was at the reunion, you might know.
She was there.
By the way, what was it about Mia that you thought would be a good fit for the group?
Actually, she's a very smart girl.
Uh-huh.
And she owns her truth.
Yes, she clearly
walks
does.
In it.
Yes.
And I love that about her, so she's refreshing and fun. And she's my friend.
MJ, Monica F. wants to know if you believe Mike's apology to Destiny was legit.
Can I do this again?
Judy O. wants to know, what do you think is keeping Reza and Mike from moving forward? Their one-on-one meetup tonight looked toxic.
Social media.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mark M. emailed Karen, honest opinion of Giselle's new West Wing of her home.
Who's that question?
She always wanted a two-story, so I'm happy for her. She has the West Wing that's a two-story.
Oh, my God. It is... Look at drag Karen Huger. It's just
amazing. Are you all right?
Whole I truth.
Mean, you can't even try to not be shady. I mean, she always wanted a two-story. Okay.
She did.
Obviously, we're all very sad about the recent passing of T'Challa Samuels. So tonight, we're giving him our mazel. Let's take a moment to celebrate that special bird's life.
I have always been an animal lover, and I said, I need to get a bird. Are you gonna stay on my arm? You don't wanna get on my shoulder?
You gotta go or not?
Look at him.
He said, don't touch her, she's mine.
He really wants her.
He always wants to be with me.
Okay. Little bit of a right turn alert. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Karen's fiery box comment may have made for an iconic insult, but who's to say that having a fiery box is always a bad thing? Tonight I'm counting down the top 5 fiery boxes. At number 5, it's a box set of the Sex and the City DVDs that can never be thrown away, even if you no longer have a DVD player. Our number 4 box is the invisible one created by a mime, like the one who famously interrupted Karen and Giselle's sit down. For a little bit of spice, it's our number 3, a box of hot chicken wings. Our number 2 fiery and steamy box is the glass box Bolo was in when the Atlanta ladies first laid eyes on him. Our number 1 fiery box may burn your buns to a crisp. It's Sonia's toaster oven. See, a fiery box is not a bad thing after all. I want to thank Karen, Mercedes, Jackie, and Marilyn for being here. See you tomorrow night after Below Deck Med. We're going to take this party to Twitter Live right now. Thank you, ladies, so much. So fun. Stay here.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, we're back for the after show. It's Karen Huger and Mercedes Chavez. Oh my gosh. MJ Autumn Now wants to know if you feel vindicated that you warned Paulina about Mike in Hawaii.
That I wasn't wrong about Paulina?
Yeah.
Wait.
That you feel vindicated that you warned Paulina about Mike in Hawaii.
I mean, listen, I would just want to be close with my friends and I want us all to be, you know, good.
MJ Amal Hadid 1 wants to know, what was the hardest part of forgiving Reza after everything that happened last season?
When you're a family and you go that far back, it's easy. You have to find a way to, like, you know, just break the negative cycle.
Karen, Robbie P. emailed, do you think Michael Darby has learned his lesson with his dalliances, or might he regress?
I have all faith that Michael has learned his lesson. He has 2 sons now and a different Michael.
Wow, that's the footage you're going to have to go back to. We're just being nice.
Neela B. wants to know, Karen, when do you think your friendship with Giselle went sideways?
Wow, I think it's just the constant, you know, backstabbing she did. It got on my nerve. You can't keep poking the bear. The bear will poke you back.
Sebastian H. Mercedes, did you ever think we'd see a day in which Golnessa was the voice of reason in the group? It seems like she's kind of become that a little bit.
Yeah, she's super mellow and she's really impressing us all, and we have a lot more respect for her now than we ever did before.
Okay, let's go back to our virtual audience. Kendrick from Memphis has a question for the Grand Dame of Potomac, Karen Huger.
Hi.
Hi, love your sweatshirt.
Why, thank you. I wore it just for you. Hi, Andy.
Hi,
MJ. You look
amazing.
Thank you.
Jared, my question is for, of course, the Grand Dame.
Thank you.
I'd like to know do you think that Candace spending so much time with her bonus kids will make her want children of her own sooner?
You know, I think motherhood is a personal journey, and I think she's doing a great job as, you know, a stepmom. However, when she decides to have children, that will be her personal decision.
All right. That. Okay, thank you, Kendrick. We have a question for MJ from Anna Maria from Albuquerque.
Hi.
Hi.
A beautiful dress.
I love
thank
it.
Thank you. Why did Paulina stay with Mike after he admitted to texting other women?
Well, you saw it in the episode. She said he's a 10 out of 10 on every other category.
So that's there you go.
She's saying, yeah, like that he's worth the L's.
Okay. We're going to leave it there. I want to thank Karen Huger and MJ and Marilyn Monroe and Jessica. For more, stick around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.